Joining me now, Pastor Jason Meyer. He's the pastor of Bethlehem Baptist Church in the great city of Minneapolis. And he's also an associate professor of New Testament at Bethlehem College and Seminary. He's an author. He has been with us before. We've most recently talked about his book, Don't Lose Heart, Gospel Hope for the Discouraged Soul. Jason, welcome back.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Carmen.
Absolutely. So you're a person whose life is built on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. So maybe we just start there. Just be of encouragement to our listeners today that Christ holds in the midst of all of this.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to understand that the world is shaken to the core when it feels like it's lost control. But Christians understand you can't lose something you never had. We were never in control, ever. We had, at one point, the kind of illusion of control, but that's been stripped away now. And now we come down to the very fact that Scripture says that he controls all things by the word of his power. He's before all things, and in him all things hold together. So the anchor for the Christian is always Christ. And what happens in these times when Christ is all you have, you find out he's really all you need.
There are people, Jason, who have already lost a lot. I think talking about grief and acknowledging that it's reasonable to grieve the loss of a routine, it's reasonable to grieve the loss of a sense of community because we can't, you know, be together. It's reasonable to grieve certainly the loss of life or the loss of health. It's certainly reasonable to grieve the loss of a job. Just talk a little bit about grief and how you and your people are processing through that.
Yeah, grief is such an important gift that God has given us. Sometimes people think that we're supposed to simply believe and not doubt and almost not feel pain. We forget a third of the Psalms are lament. We're given this gift called lament because when the pain is crushing, lament isn't a lead balloon. It's actually a cry of faith, turning to God with our grief and our pain and trusting that he cares is an incredibly faithful act. So we're called to take these things that are a loss and a grief, and we're called to lament it, but you always lament with a kind of hope, as Paul says, especially when we lose loved ones, we grieve, but not like the rest of the world. We grieve like those who have hope. So when you grieve, for example, the loss of a job, you acknowledge, you bring that to God, and you say, this hurts, and I'm fighting to trust you. I'm fighting for hope. Or you lose a loved one. These things, if you don't take them to God, they're going to sit there, and they're going to disorient you. Suffering is so disorienting because it's like getting hit over the head with a bat, and suddenly you just feel so disoriented, and what do I do with this? The way to fight against cynicism is to take that pain and know God sees it, and he knows it. He sees what you see, but he also sees more than you see. He sees what he's doing through all of this. This crisis did not suddenly take Romans 8:28 out of the Bible. God is at work for good, even when we don't see it. So the Christian life has all of the resources that we need to deal with pain and loss and grief, but it really depends on where do we take that. 1 Peter 5 says that we are to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand by casting our cares on him because he cares for us. And that tells us very specifically what humility is. Humility says, I can't carry these cares. That's what pride would do. I'm going to do this on my own. I'm going to figure it out on my own. I'm going to trust my own plan, my own resources. No, humility says, I can't carry these cares. They're crushing. I have to cast them. Where am I going to take them? Who am I going to give them to? This verse says that God cares for you. He wants them. And so I would just encourage all of the listeners here to not, in the midst of all of these crushing cares, to not try to carry them on your own, but to cast them on God, knowing that He cares.
Jason Meyer and I are going to take a very brief break. When we come back, I'm going to ask the pastor, you know, as the world is responding with such fear, how can we as Christians, you know, witness to this settled peace that we experience? And then I'm also going to ask, why does this pandemic seem to be bringing out both the best and the worst in human moral behavior? That's up next here on Mornings with Carmen. We'll be right back. Jason Meyer is the pastor of Preaching and Vision at Bethlehem Baptist Church. He is also an associate professor of preaching at Bethlehem College and Seminary. You can find his books everywhere books are sold. You can also find some of his writing at desiringgod.org. Most recently, Jason has been with us to talk about Don't Lose Heart, Gospel Hope for the Discouraged Soul. He is back with us today in what I might start calling the Ask the Pastor segment. So, Pastor, thank you again for being with us today. Why does it seem like this is bringing out, you know, when I say this, the coronavirus, this pandemic, this, you know, I don't know, safe at home, stay at home, these kinds of things we've been asked to do. Why does it seem like this is bringing out both the best and the worst in people?
So what this does, a couple categories here, it simply reveals what's there. So once heard a analogy, somebody had a bottle of water on the stage and they were shaking it, and there was water all over the floor then of the stage, and the author asked, why is there water on the floor? And people answered, well, it's because you shook the bottle. Like, no, it's because there is water in the bottle. When you're shaken, what's there comes out. It simply reveals what's there. And we have these categories called structure and direction. God created everything, these created structures. He created them good. The direction we take them determines morally what it becomes. We can take things like music or sex or food or toilet paper, whatever it is, we can take it. Those are good things, and we can take them in Godward directions or godless directions. And so sharing toilet paper with people in need suddenly becomes a great moral act, and hoarding it becomes an evil thing. I mean, Luke 3:11, it's amazing how Scripture speaks to this. He who has two tunics should share with the person in need. I think that applies to toilet paper. Christians don't hoard, right? So in these situations, what happens is, what's really inside, what's really there, comes out, and people become creative with their care, or people become creative with their sin. Like Romans chapter 1 says, part of the fall is that they are inventors of ways of doing evil. So during this time, you see the best come out. I just heard about the orthodontist that my family goes to that donated their medical supplies to the hospitals. That's a creative care act that says we love people and we're not going to hoard. I also heard that in Italy, for example, one of the major pornography distributors decided to make it free to all the people in Italy, and pornography usage spikes. So in these times, what we see is it becomes kind of a canvas upon which we just paint what's really there in our hearts.
So we want to be celebrating those places, those churches, those ministries, those people, those individuals out there in the community who are demonstrating creative care And so I'd love to hear those stories. You can always text me at 877-933-2484. You can email me, Carmen@myfaithradio.com. I'll be sure to read on air the things that you guys share about what's happening positively, creatively in your community, like this orthodontist whose practice is contributing their medical supplies to the hospital, because the hospital is actually in greater need right now than those of us who would be going for what would be, at this point, very elective medical or dental procedures. And so great example there, Jason. All right, so you have something to add to that, it sounds like.
Yeah, I just think in these days, what's really clear is that Christians are not to hoard the greatest gift they have right now to give, which is hope. We're called, 1 Peter 3:15, to give a reason for the hope that's in us. And I think what happens when we show creative care is that it's a tangible expression of hope. We're not hoping in hoarding, which is what so many people are doing, or even hoping in hand washing. What we're doing is we're hoping in the Lord. So one of the things that we've done, like in our live stream services, and a lot of people are even concerned about that. Like, does that mean that you're scared? I said, no, we're doing this out of love, not out of fear. We love especially our elderly people at church. We're not going to put them in harm's way, so we're going to fight for hope using the, again, technology, good things that God has given us. And one of the things I did in the first welcome of our first live stream service is say, here's an opportunity that this virus, coronavirus, is not going to take us off mission. So when you do the daily things that you do, you're able to do 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. So I gave an example. How do you do hand washing to the glory of God? I said, rather than what some people say, you know, sing the happy birthday song for 20 seconds, which means twice. I said, I'm not going to sing happy birthday to me twice. That sounds really weird. Rather than doing that while you're washing your hands, say the Lord's Prayer. I've actually started looking forward to washing my hands. It becomes an opportunity for communion. And then I got an email from somebody in our church that this little girl had written the Lord's Prayer and taped it up near the sink for her little sister who couldn't memorize the verse yet. That's just an example of moments where we're able to fight for hope, not hoping in hand washing, but while hand washing, turning to the one to whom our hope is in.
So I've heard some other ideas related to hand washing. I'll share those with you, and you can share them with others as well, Jason. I have a friend who, as a part of her practice during Lent, she has long focused her, her attention on Psalm 51, which includes the "Wash me thoroughly," right, verse. And so she recites Psalm 51 while she's washing her hands. I have another friend who is recommending the singing of the doxology, like stand in while you're washing your hands, just with all your heart, sing the doxology, right? You got to do it a couple of times because it's kind of short.
That's right.
But it gets us focused on the right things, and it gets our attention focused in the right direction. Jason, I hope you'll come back. This is going to be an ongoing conversation that you're having with the people of your flock and community. It's an ongoing conversation we're going to be having here as the community of people who gather at Mornings with Carmen. I hope you'll come back and continue this conversation in the coming weeks.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you being here today so we could ask the pastor. That's Jason Meyer from Bethlehem Baptist Church. Really, really appreciate your time with us today. We'll be right back.